Friday, November the 12th, 10, 5 Kislev 5771. Day 6 before Shabbat, Parashat Vayetzei, and he departed. John 4, 1-42.
A Samaritan woman meets her Messiah.
Therefore when Adonai knew that the Pharisees had heard that Yeshua was making and immersing more disciples than John, although Yeshua himself didn't immerse but his disciples, he left Judea and departed into Galilee. He needed to pass through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Yeshua therefore, being tired from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Yeshua said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Yeshua answered her, "If you knew the gift of Elohim, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Are you greater than our father, Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank of it himself, as did his children, and his livestock?" Yeshua answered her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst again, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I don't get thirsty, neither come all the way here to draw." Yeshua said to her, "Go, call your husband, and come here." The woman answered, "I have no husband." Yeshua said to her, "You said well, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Yeshua said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes, when neither in this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, will you worship the Father. You worship that which you don't know. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such to be his worshippers. Elohim is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah comes, he who is called Anointed One. When he has come, he will declare to us all things." Yeshua said to her, "I am he, the one who speaks to you."
The wine harvest.
At this, his disciples came. They marveled that he was speaking with a woman, yet no one said, "What are you looking for? Or, why do you speak with her?" So the woman left her water pot, and went away into the city, and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything that I did. Can this be the Messiah?" They went out of the city, and were coming to him. In the meanwhile, the disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you don't know about." The disciples therefore said one to another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Yeshua said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work. Don't you say, 'There are yet 4 months until the harvest?' Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes, and look at the fields, that they are white for harvest already. He who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit to eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows, and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you haven't labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor."
The Savior of the world.
From that city many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman, who testified, "He told me everything that I did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they begged him to stay with them. He stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your speaking, for we have heard for ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world." End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah! HNV version, in the public domain.